We have an amazing producer, Jerry Finn. He's like we label as the only punk rock producer. I don't know any other ones personally, but he's worked with like Jawbreaker, Rancid, Green Day, Pennywise. He's done a lot of stuff. So it's kind of like we sit in there and we're so alike with this guy, and all we do is just say a bunch of shit all day long and make fun of people, make fun of everything, and say the worst possible things imaginable. And every once in a while, we'll actually pick up a guitar and do something.
Boxcar Racer wasn't the only diversion that Blink-182 members were involved in during 2002, as Travis Barker also found time to hook up with Rancid's Tim Armstrong in The Transplants. Armstrong had, of course, already guested on the Boxcar Racer album, and when he called up Travis and asked if he'd play drums on some tracks he was working on, the drummer readily agreed. The intention was for The Transplants to be a very different band from Rancid, or indeed, from Blink-182 and Boxcar Racer. Formed initially by Tim with former AFI merchandising man Rob Aston on vocals, the pair began experimenting with loops, beats and samples in Tim's basement studio, building up songs layer by layer until they realised that they really had something special going on. At this point, they decided that they needed a live drummer to add his input to the mix, and Travis was their first choice. Featuring a host of other guest musicians contributing here and there, The Transplants' self-titled debut CD was released in 2002 on Armstrong's Hellcat Records. A unique mixture of punk, reggae, hip-hop and new metal with a dash of techno, the album spawned an unexpectedly huge hit single in Diamonds and Guns, which, despite being banned from the airwaves during the Second Gulf War, eventually found itself soundtracking a shampoo advert. A bizarre fate for a punk protest song against globalization and corporate greed. Opening with the distorted guitars, clipped drums, and sinister synthesizer of Romper Stomper, The Transplants' underground credentials are immediately apparent in Aston's raw, abrasive vocals, as powerful and aggressive as any hardcore proselytizer. The second track, Tall Cans in the Air, however, showcases a more dancey, upbeat groove, sounding like Beck gone punk metal mental. It's between these two poles of all-out rock rage and sunny, ska-rap dance numbers that the album continues to oscillate, often in the space of one song. DJ DJ features Tim on vocals, in reggae-toasting mode, over bouncy ska rhythms from Travis. The influence of The Clash, always present in Tim's other band, Rancid, is also inescapable in The Transplants, particularly on DJ DJ and also the single Diamonds and Guns. The rolling piano riff suggests an updated Rock the Casbah, while the woo-woo backing vocals are straight from the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil. Add in a skanking rap from Sondubi, the contrast between Armstrong's laid-back slur and Aston's angry bark, a constant stabbing beat from Travis, and the hookline observation that it's a wicked world that we live in, and you've surely got something for everyone in one of the catchiest singles of the year. Quick Death features Aston's old boss, Davey Havok of AFI on guest vocals, and rocks big time, a raging slice of gothic metal guaranteed to clear out the cobwebs. Sad But True could be a punk Beach Boys, with its backing vocal harmonies and sunny Californian guitar, while Way On My Mind features the voice of Armstrong's then-wife Brodie, soon to find fame in her own right as frontwoman of the Distillers. 117 is bracing techno-punk. California Babylon is Diamonds and Guns Part 2, sounding again like Beck crossed with The Clash, and this time crossed with the Rebel MC. And We Trusted You is jazzy old-school pop, with a warm, funky organ solo. The album culminates with two further standout tracks. DREAM, which stands for Drugs Rule Everything Around Me, is a near-perfect G-funk pastiche, with Dr. Dre's patented squelchy 70s synths high in the mix, the illusion only shattered by the distinctly unlaid-back vocals. Finally, Down in Oakland is mariachi ska, with hip-hop loops and beats and a great twanging spaghetti surf guitar riff. While Travis Barker had no hand in writing The Transplants' material, his contribution is crucial to the record's success. More beat-heavy and rhythm-driven than either Blink-182 or Boxcar Racer, it sees him returning to the watertight, rock-steady ska beat of his earlier band, the Aquabats. Recognized as one of the best drummers in the rock business, regardless of style, Travis is constantly in demand for session work and can take it or leave it as he chooses. His decision to hook up with the Transplants elevated Tim and Rob's songs to the status of one of the finest albums of the year.